So that's an option.
All right.
Correct. That's it.
We stand.
Sure, you can stand. Joseph Capozzello, John Saganich, and Donna Shields. Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as member of the McDonald Local Board of Education, McDonald Local School District, Trumbull County, Ohio, to the best of your ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office and until your successor is elected and qualified?
I do.
I do.
Okay. Please sign here.
What'd you say?
My family.
Thank you.
Second.
Did I get that right?
Hmm?
Did I get that right?
You did.
Good. Oh, good. Now we've got a couple minutes. Good evening. I'd like to call this organizational meeting of the McDonald Local School District Board of Education to order at 7 p.m. May we have the roll call?
Mr. Capozzello?
Here.
Mr. Hannon?
Here.
Mrs. Place?
Here.
Mrs. Shields?
Here.
Mr. Saganich?
Here.
5 board members present.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our first item of business tonight is approval of the agenda for this organizational meeting. You had an opportunity to review a copy of a draft of that agenda. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as submitted.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Shields?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Move to the first item of business is election of officers. I request nominations to the floor. They require no second. Once a nomination is made, a request for further nominations is made. If none, then the motion to close would be in order. So the first nomination we're seeking is for president of the board.
I'd like to nominate John Saganich.
Are there any additional nominations? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to close the nomination for president.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clice, seconded by Mr. Capozzello. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Shields?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. So nomination for president is closed. We now move to elect the nominee. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the nominee.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Shields?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is nomination for vice president. Do you have any nominations?
I nominate Jody Clace.
Any additional nominations? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to close the nominations for the vice president.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mr. Hannon to close nominations. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Shields?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We'll now vote upon the nominee for vice president. Is there any discussion upon the nominee? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the nominee.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Shields?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item of business is to set the... Oh, let's do our oaths. Sorry.
Oath of office for president and vice president. Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as president and vice president of the McDonald Local Board of Education, McDonald Local School District, Trumbull County, Ohio, to the best of your abilities and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office and until your successor is elected or qualified?
I do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Move to the next item of business, which is to set the time, date, and place for regular meetings for 2020 board meetings. Entertain a motion to establish the third Wednesday of each month at 7 p.m. for regular meetings, exceptions being legal holidays or scheduled dates when a majority of the membership may be out of town or otherwise not available. Those dates are set forth in the agenda. So we'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Kleiss. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mrs. Shields?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is to establish a service fund of $1,000 for expenses incurred by board members in their duty as board members. Entertain a motion to approve that resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Kleiss. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Shields?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Entertain a motion to approve the treasurer to sign payroll checks in the calendar year of 2020.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Kleiss. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mrs. Shields?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We'll entertain a motion to approve the treasurer to sign all general fund, permanent improvement fund, bond retirement fund, federal fund, lunch fund, and student activity fund checks during 2020.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Kleiss. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mrs. Shields?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. I entertain a motion to approve the following standing authorizations as recommended so that the business of the district may be done expediently. Authorize the treasurer to invest active and interim funds at the most productive interest rate when active or interim funds are available. Authorize the treasurer to pay all bills within the limits of the appropriations as bills are received and after merchandise has been received in acceptable condition or services have been completed to satisfaction. Authorize the treasurer to enter into contracts with non-certified personnel involved in extracurricular activities. Authorize the treasurer to renew liability insurance for board members. Authorize the treasurer to advertise for bids as specified by law. Authorize the treasurer to increase appropriations as needed with board approval. Authorize the superintendent or designee to administer all federal programs in compliance with local, state, and federal regulations as required by state and federal regulations. Authorize the superintendent to employ temporary personnel as needed in emergency situations, such employment to be presented for board approval at the next regular meeting. Authorize the superintendent to serve as purchasing agent for the school district and to spend a maximum of $24,999 without prior board approval in emergency situations, such expenditure to be presented for board approval at the next regular meeting. Authorize the superintendent or designee to approve conference leave for all employees of the school district. Authorize the superintendent and treasurer to attend professional meetings. authorize the superintendent or designee to be the hearing officer for discipline hearings, and authorize the Ohio School Boards Association, the Trumbull County Prosecutor, Pepplin Wagner, and Squire Patton Boggs to act as legal counsel for opinions and general litigation.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Clase. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clase?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Shields?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Entertain a motion to set the rate of 5 cents for black and white and 8 cents for color copy, providing copies of materials to individuals upon request.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Shields. Any discussion upon the motion? Has that number been the same for like ever?
Yeah. And I don't think
it just represents covering cost.
Yeah. I don't think anybody even used it at all last year. That
no.
I
really?
No. Not okay. To my knowledge.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Shields?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clase?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Entertain a motion to set the mileage reimbursement rate for 2020 at the IRS approved rate.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Shields. Any discussion upon the motion?
The 2020 rate is 57.5 cents, a decrease from the prior year, 58 cents. So still keeping it standard.
That's odd, a mm-hmm. decrease.
Doesn't happen very often.
No.
Half cent.
They add up.
Yeah.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Shields?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clase?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Entertain a motion to discard or sell all textbooks, library books, and equipment at all schools due to age, condition, or being beyond repair.
So moved.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clay, seconded by Mrs. Shields. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clase?
Yes.
Mrs. Shields?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Entertain a motion to authorize the treasurer to request advances of real estate taxes collected in 2020 for both the first and second half collections from the Trumbull County Auditor.
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clase and seconded by Mrs. Shields. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clase?
Yes.
Mrs. Shields?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next, we'll entertain a motion to approve the standing committee appointments by the board president for 2020, and those would be for the personnel committee, Mrs. Clay's chairperson, and Mrs. Shields member. For the finance committee, Mr. Capozzello chairperson, and Mrs. Clay's member. For the program and policy committee, Mrs. Shields chairperson, Mr. Hannon member. The building and grounds operations committee, Mr. Hannon chairperson, Mr. Capozzello member. For the business advisory committee, Mr. Saganich chairperson, Mrs. Clay's member. And for the legislative liaison for the Ohio School Boards Association, Mrs. Clase. We will entertain that motion.
So moved. Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clase and seconded by Mrs. Shields. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clase?
Yes.
Mrs. Shields?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Since we're out of things to approve, we will entertain a motion to adjourn at 7:13 p.m.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Clase. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we will vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clase?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Shields?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We stand adjourned.